And we are now joining the postgame show with Pirates head coach Darren Zimmerman. And coach, right up front off the top, the game's a lot easier when you make shots. And early on, obviously, that was something you struggled to do. You made just 1-3 in the first half, put yourself in a little bit of a hole. Was it anything in particular you think tonight? Why maybe the girls weren't shooting well early? Because in the second half, you knocked down shots there towards the end and there was no problem. So what was it early maybe that affected them?
You got to move and you got to attack the zone. And first half, we didn't attack the zone, you know, pretty much whatsoever. Maybe a few times in the opening minutes. But the high post, we never put a kid in the high post consistently in the first half. You know, we didn't get the ball into the short cornered area. And they have good defense. You know, they're long and they play that zone well. And, you know, when you don't move and you don't look to attack it, then they're going to take advantage of it and shots going to be tough to find. And then that's pretty much what happened.
You know, when things got rolling there in the first few minutes as well, another issue you ran into was a little bit of foul trouble with a couple of girls. Did that change what you wanted to do from a rotation standpoint in the first half?
Yeah, maybe a little bit, because then you can't necessarily take some kids, you know, and put them in at the same time the way that we maybe normally would have. So that hurt a little bit, and I mean, that was part of the problem in the first half too, is we just fouled too much, you know, whether it be, especially on the dribble drive, we didn't do a good job of leveling off the ball. And, you know, they took advantage and got some points in the paint. And as a result, you know, we had foul trouble ourselves and didn't convert on opportunities defensively the way we needed to.
You mentioned the size for them, and that was something we talked about in the pregame. Garrett, she's a very gifted player, is only a freshman, so she's going to be someone I'm sure you're worried about for years to come. But what was it that she was able to do? Because, I mean, I'm sure you're telling them they got to box out, but at the same time, she was really good, it looked like, at getting position and just working through that to get rebounds anyways.
No, yeah, she's good and she's strong. So when she gets anchored down there, it's not easy to move her out of there despite the efforts of some of our girls. And, you know, that's the big thing, is you got to work to get position even when you're not guarding her when she has the ball, because on a rebound, you know, especially when she was on the weak side, when the ball's probably going to go over there, she's able to get a lot of those. Because I thought, for the most part, within the flow of the game, you know, we did a good job when the ball got entered to her, you know, of being able to contain her a little bit. And Libby did a good job, and Naomi and Joey, before she even got the ball, to limit her touches a little bit, you know, throughout the game. But she did some damage on the boards, that's for sure.
You know, you went to zone there a little bit in the second half. Were you just trying to give them a different look, or was there anything else specific as to why you switched it up?
No, we wanted to get a little different look. You know, when you get down by the, you know, what we got down, teams can pull it out this year anyways without the shot clock. So that's what they did. And, you know, it wasn't probably feasible to stay in the zone, because just couldn't put the pressure on, you know, way up at the half court the way that we needed to. If it's a, you know, one or two possession game, it's a different story. So I thought the zone actually looked pretty good overall, but just the situation in the game, it wasn't feasible to stay in it.
No, I understand. You know, one bright spot, you shot free throws tremendous tonight. I think you only missed one the entire game. So that's got to be a positive you can take away from this and hopefully carry moving forward.
No, absolutely. I think this year's group, outside of a couple of games, has shot free throws pretty well. One game in particular we didn't. But overall, I think that we've shot pretty good free throws. I'd like to see us, you know, attack more and get to that line more, especially given the fact that we have been able to convert from the charity stripe. We gotta look for more opportunities to get there.
Sure. And then as you get ready for, I believe it's Grafton on Saturday, I don't think you have another game this week, so how do you go about practice the next several days? It's maybe a little bit more time off than you're used to at this point in the year. What will be some of the main focuses getting ready for that one?
Well, a key word here is just work. You know, we just gotta work, because there's a lot of possessions tonight, especially from about, I'll say, the 13-minute mark in the first half to about the 8-minute mark in the second half, which is pretty much most of the game, as you know. We just didn't work hard enough. You know, we just didn't consistently work, and we maybe had one kid working or two kids working within their job, but it wasn't all five, and the bench wasn't alive in the game tonight. So we had all kinds of facets of things that just weren't going overly well, and that's got to be the key in practice. We got to work.
Sure. We appreciate the time. Best of luck on Saturday, and safe travels back tonight.
All right. Thank you.
Said coach of the Pirates.